You're listening to WCOM-FM, LP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, 103.5 on the dial, and live streaming from WCOMFM.org. Here's a reminder that the comments, views, and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily represent the opinions of WCOM, its board, and underwriters. From Main Street to Wall Street, the issues impacting your business, we're talking leadership, technology, politics, regulation, and success stories that inspire. It's time to focus on business. I'm your host, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and business consultant, Lee Strickland. I'm the CEO of Focus Resources and 2S Innovations, and founder of the Network for Business Growth. I've also created the Core Business Transformation System. And now, today's program. My guests are Kurt Hansen and Paul Maloney of AccuRadio. Kurt Hansen is founder and CEO of AccuRadio and is also the publisher and founding editor of the daily web-based newsletter called RAIN, Radio and Internet News. RAIN also hosts several conferences globally each year on the subject of internet radio and online audio. With his experience, Kurt is widely recognized as one of the world's leading experts in the field of online radio. Prior to launching RAIN and AccuRadio, Kurt founded and led Strategic Media Research, SMR, a market research firm respected throughout the radio industry for its programs of professional call-out music research and for its AccuRatings product. Kurt built Strategic Media Research into a $10 million business. And with Kurt's background, it probably won't surprise you that while in high school, college, and grad school, Kurt worked at various AM and FM radio stations, including WOKY Milwaukee, WLS Chicago, WGAI in Chicago, and WLUP in Chicago. Kurt holds a BA and an MBA from the University of Chicago. My second guest joined AccuRadio in 2000. That's Paul Maloney, and he is the Executive Vice President of Music Programming for AccuRadio, and also serves as editor and journalist for the radio internet newsletter, RAIN. Paul has over 10 years in broadcast radio in several small and medium Midwestern markets. He holds a BS in broadcast journalism from the University of Illinois and splits his time between Chicago and New Orleans. Now, AccuRadio is known as the better radio for your workday and offers over 975 expertly curated channels of rock, pop, R&B, jazz, country, classical, pop standards, Broadway, Christmas music, world music, and more, targeting an upscale, educated, at-work demographic of the 35 to 64-year-old. AccuRadio is America's fastest-growing music-based webcaster, according to the past 6 months, or January through June 2015, of information from Triton's Digital Webcast Metrics Top 20 Monthly Rankers in terms of year-over-year growth rate. The average active sessions Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to noon, domestic. AccuRadio also consists of the highest average time spent listening, the ATSL of all personalizable radio brands. Each month, over a million unique listeners, largely in the U.S., Canada, and Japan, tune into AccuRadio via its website, AccuRadio.com, and its top-rated mobile apps. Guys, welcome to the program. And the biggest question is, how do you build an internet radio station? What's the starting point? How do you get the idea?
This is Paul speaking. Kurt and I both have backgrounds in broadcast radio. And when sort of the internet and internet media came along around the year 2000, was also a sort of a time in broadcast radio where there was a lot of consolidation going on. The Telecom Act, I think it was in 96, allowed media companies to get bigger and bigger, so you had these broadcast ownership groups who were just buying up properties left and right, and then a lot of them became public companies, and radio became a very different place sort of to work than it had been when Kurt was coming up and when I came up, and then so the internet kind of came along and it looked like it leveled the playing field for a lot of people, and you didn't have to be a public company with, hundreds of millions of dollars to invest in buy up radio stations. And you can do things on the internet that really wouldn't fare very well in local markets that are limited by audience. You had this sort of unlimited shelf space to carry every quote unquote product that you wanted to. So Kurt and I both love music and we love radio, and we thought, here's a way to here's a way to do something that, that wouldn't really be possible. And at the same time, Kurt had started an online newsletter about the new industry called RAIN, Radio and Internet Newsletter, which is still around and doing very well. And he brought me on to work with that. And kind of as an experiment, we said, well, if we're going to be writing about this industry, let's give it a try. I mean, it seems like this sort of great equalizer where you don't have to invest millions of dollars and get a transmitter and buy property and invest in all this equipment. You can kind of just do it and see if there's any uptake on it. And so as we were writing about internet radio, we decided to give it a try ourselves, and that would, you know, to give us some insight on the challenges and the journey to going from zero to having something online that hopefully people enjoy.
Well, and so what is that first step? So there's no barrier to entry from investment standpoint, but how do you figure out what tools, what equipment, how to find the first listeners? How do you do all of that? How did AccuRadio do that?
Hi, this is Kurt. Well, I mean, there's many different ways to do it. The way we did it was hiring a college student who had experience as he was in information technology and who built our own platform for us, where we just encoded audio music files, and he built a system that would organize them into a stream of music that was personalizable by the listener.
So you actually built your own technology platform then for AccuRadio?
Built our own platform, and it slowly grew over maybe 6 years before it was full-featured. Simpler ways to do it for someone starting in 2016 might be using a service like Radionomy, which provides the technical back end and can get you on the air probably the same day. But it might not, you know, our approach allowed us to do something that was unique and distinctive and probably even more full-featured than a service like Radionomy.
And so you're taking the music that we would traditionally think of listening on to the our car radio or, you know, our AM FM radio, and you're bringing it into the workplace, right? So you're not targeting every demographic. You're targeting that 35 to 64 year old at work.
Absolutely. We, this is Paul again. There's a long tradition of broadcast radio targeting the at work audience. And usually it's done kind of a genre basis, you know, things that are adult hits and types of formats of music like that sort of make sense to people listening at work. It's not too disruptive. There's nothing too abrasive or offensive. It's kind of lowest common denominator radio. But we thought, you know what? I mean, more and more and more people are spending hours and hours of their day, you know, at work, attached to the internet. And lots of people, because they are attached to the internet, have little diversions during work. There's Facebook people check in with. People are constantly checking their, not only their work email, but their personal email. They're on Skype. They're doing, you know, any number of things. And here we are, you know, we're all attached, and it's like people, you know, we're halfway there. All we need to do is get them to click on this, and they have some nice music to listen to in the background, and certainly they can listen to those adult pop hits, and that is our number one genre, but at the same time, you can listen to 50 or 60 other different styles of music if you like, and you get all these cool features as far as being able to customize the stream and kind of fit it to your own tastes. So, it seemed like the industry was going, you know, a lot of these webcasters, a lot of our competitors, the other people in the field, were technology people, and they were going for kind of their audience, younger, very mobile people, attached to devices, people who want to do lots and lots of customizations and have a lot of time on their hands to do things. We thought, let's go the other route and let's look at adults who are already very familiar with kind of this idea of broadcast radio, this idea that you have a number of options that someone has put together a great listening experience for you and you know what you're going to get. And so people are familiar with that sort of presentation of music, and they're at work, and they have a job that entails them to be on a computer and attached to the internet, and that's kind of, let's go for that audience.
So this is personalized listening then. So I can mix my own playlist. I sort of become my own DJ.
It's not quite that in the same sense that maybe an on-demand service like Spotify or Apple Music is. What they are is they're definitely radio stations in the sense that you pick a style of music that you want to listen to, and we deliver song after song of things we think you'll like. You're not actually choosing the songs, but we do have options where you can customize what you're hearing to a certain extent. Say you're listening and you hear an artist that you know you don't like this artist. You can ban that artist from the stream and then you won't hear him on that channel anymore. Or if there's a particular song you don't like, you can ban that song and you won't hear it anymore. You can pause it if you need to take a phone call and then unpause it when you're done and pick up right where you left off. If you're listening to a song that, you know, you sort of like it, but you don't want to hear it right now, you want to see what else is on the channel, you can hit the skip button and it'll just skip forward to the next song. You can rate the music. You can, you know, give any song you're listening to between 1 and 5 stars, and if you rate it a 5, we'll try playing it more often for you. If you rate it a 1, we'll try playing it a lot less often for you.
That's the best of both worlds. So it's getting exposed to new music, but then able to say, yes, I really like this one, no, I don't. And it's still being interactive, but not to the point that you have to spend huge amounts of time finding the music, lining it up, and deciding what you're going to listen to.
Yeah, and we really think that that's our audience. You know, people who are 35 plus don't have the sort of time, you know, they have had on their hands when they were 18 or 22 to really, really drill down and be passionate about individual artists and songs. Not that they're not, but to the point where they have the time where they can make their own playlists and things like that. This is much more of a turn it on and enjoy and get on with the rest of your day.
And that's great. And so how does each listener find you? Is it word of mouth? Is it advertising campaigns? How are you finding those new listeners for AccuRadio?
It's a couple of things. One is a lot of people just use Google and will come up as one of the top, if you're looking for country music online or country radio online, you'll find us as one of the top results in Google and Bing. So we get a lot of listeners that way. We also do a lot of what's called search engine marketing, where when you do that search for country radio online, you'll see an ad for us at the top of the right-hand side of the search results. And a lot of it is just word of mouth. Because we're being listened to in offices, it's really easy for, you know, the person at the next Carol to kind of notice what the person in the initial Carol, where we've got an AccuRadio listener, is listening to.
Well, and that brings an interesting question. So the business model is you're reaching out to the consumer, the person in the workplace, 35 to 64. They're finding you. You have, I'm assuming you have the licensing fees and things for the royalties and things for the music. So what is the revenue model for AccuRadio?
We are split between, we're playing radio commercials, a few of them per hour, and only 30 seconds each, and banner ads on the website, which are pretty non-intrusive.
And so how do businesses find you to put their banner ads and their commercials on your station?
We use what are called rep firms, where it's not our own employees, but other companies that represent publishers like us.
So if they visit, so if our listeners as businesses are visiting your website, is there something there that links them on AccuRadio.com to be able to get to you, to do an advertising, to be part of your organization?
Lee, that's a great idea. We haven't really gone that direction. It's these rep firms visiting national ad agencies and selling.
Okay.
That direction.
Yeah, because that's like I'm thinking of my audience. They're thinking, hey, wait a minute, banner ads, you know, workplace. That's the people I'm targeting, 35 to 64. If I go to IQRadio.com, or they can reach out to you, how? If they want to know more about how to connect with you and place an ad or do something like that on your station. Can they hit the contact you on the AccuRadio page?
Sure. I think that would
Yeah. Work. So they can reach out on AccuRadio.com and say, hey, want to connect and talk about banner ads and commercials. And so they can get to you that way.
Sure.
Because internet radio is a new opportunity for businesses to get their message into the workforce, whether they're selling business to business and you're trying to reach that CEO who's listening to AccuRadio at his desk, or you're trying to reach the purchasing department, the more people that are at the workplace listening, the better that opportunity is, right?
Absolutely. That's what we're banking on.
So you guys have been on air how many years now? What was the first date that AccuRadio went on air?
Technically, readers of our newsletter could probably start listening to a form of AccuRadio almost 15 years ago, but we've only gotten serious about this as a business in the last 4, 5, 6 years, maybe.
So in the past 6 years. So what is your vision for AccuRadio 5 years from now, or even at the end of this year? What are you seeing for the industry, for the company, for the product? What's your vision for AccuRadio?
Increasingly, consumers are moving to web browsers and smartphones and tablets for their radio listening. The big brand in terms of that right now is, we haven't talked about competitors yet, but that's Pandora. But we think our vision for AccuRadio is to be maybe a strong number two in the product category with a relatively older and more at-work audience.
So you're targeting the baby boomers, the millennial, the older millennials, since there is a range there, and the people in the workplace. So how is that going to impact as technology shifts, as their listening and buying practices shift more? And as things evolve in that marketplace where everyone seems to be trying to be an internet radio provider platform, is it a matter of connecting directly with the performers and the artists so that you're getting releases of their new music first? Is it, you know, connecting with the older artists who get less playtime on traditional radio stations now? If you've been thinking about it, what is that step that takes you to that level to become number one or number two on online radio listening?
I think it's the way we present our product. There are a number of things that we do to differentiate our programming and our interface from that of our competitors. I think one way is very much this idea about keeping in mind that the majority of the people who are listening to us are people at work. And we think about, you know, the opportunities that people have at work to listen. We think about how their day changes throughout the day, from starting in the morning to what they have to do, to the breaks that they get, to, you know, when it's time to go home for the day or for the weekend. And kind of presenting and crafting our programming to fit those needs and those opportunities. And probably the best example of that is our range of channels that we call Workplace Moods. And, you know, music can be a very helpful tool for when it comes time to get your day started, to get motivated, to focus your concentration to get your, you know, organized. A lot of people work better and they're able to maintain their energy better if they have something that's in the background and not too obtrusive. Or sometimes people need something that has energy to it to keep them going. Sometimes, you know, it comes time to take to grab a cup of coffee or eat your lunch, and you sort of need that second recharge in the day, because when you're starting your afternoon, you're getting your post-food coma, and you want something to kind of reinvigorate you, and music is great for that. And then when you're looking at the clock and it's 4:10 and it's 4:12 and it's 4:15 and you're waiting to get to the end of the day, and you're waiting to get to the end of the week, and you want some music to kind of charge you up or help celebrate that or put you in kind of a weekend state of mind, even though it's not the weekend yet, music is great for that. So the way we present and craft our channels is something that we, in that manner is something that we haven't seen our competitors do. I think another thing is kind of what we talked about with the I guess people call it set it and forget it. The idea that you can just click once or twice and you have something that you can listen to all day long. You don't need to massage it. You don't need to edit it. You don't need to refine it. You can if you want to, but we think that, given, nearly 1,000 channels of things to listen to, and the fact that we have human beings who are experienced radio programmers crafting these channels, gives us a great opportunity to make something that people really don't need to refine too much themselves. And the vast majority of people who come to us and listen really don't need to do that. They don't need to customize it a lot. They don't need to skip a lot of songs. They don't need to ban a lot of artists. Basically, what they're listening to and what we're presenting to them, they find completely enjoyable. Again, I think, and I kind of touched on another thing there, is that human element, the idea that we have people who have, radio for coming on 100 years now has grown and developed this craft of how to present music, and we have people who are experienced in that and know how to craft a really enjoyable listening experience, as opposed to sometimes, you have tech firms and they're coming up with algorithms, all of which is very cool and very exciting, but I don't think it's the same as having a human being who has experience in making good radio and making good music listening experiences. I don't think they really match up yet.
And I have to agree, it flashes back to something one of our most experienced DJs here on WCOM talked about. His name is Rocco Natoli, and he started in radio in 1961, and he said there is nothing that replaces the human experience of being a DJ, of loving the music, of thinking about your listener, spending time crafting the show and looking for the best experience by understanding what's a strong song, not necessarily all number one songs, but what's the history of that song, and being able to recognize that emotional aspect of each song that you can play and the memories it can invoke and bring back.
We would agree
so
with that.
You mentioned Pandora earlier as one of your prime competitors. And while there has been no barriers to entry for you to getting in internet radio, are there barriers being built regulatorily, or all of those kind of things, or even to take it to the next level where organizations like Pandora are making strategic ventures, they're pre-programmed into a lot of the vehicles that people buy. Are those the kind of challenges that are going to be the biggest ones for you guys at AccuRadio in the next 4 to 5 years?
We don't think those are challenges. From having an established business, barriers to entry aren't challenges. They're great. They're what allows us to have a good competitive position. So maybe, the fact that it's really difficult to build a infrastructure that does commercializable radio, that it took us many, many years to build ours, and there's only a few other companies that have built such a platform. That's a barrier to entry that makes it difficult for others to enter the space, which is, I guess, good for us as a company.
But when you're thinking about taking it to the next level, and maybe it's not a barrier to entry, but a challenge to take it to the next level, are strategic relationships that your competitors have established something that kind of concerns you, and you're strategizing about how you're going to be in a, you know, create a relationship with people manufacturing devices so that you're preloaded on those, or is that even a concern in how you're thinking about growing the business going forward?
You know, that is not our approach. You the idea of getting preloaded on devices, that's a very expensive way to gain audience, and we're not in our wheelhouse or our plan.
Yeah, everyone takes a different approach. And so for you guys, it really is the personal connection to the human element of crafting the stations, of understanding the listeners, of looking at their lives, understanding what they're going to be experiencing 24/7, 365, and then trying to give them what they're looking for in that experience. And so the Google search, the Bing search, the SEO advertising, the word of mouthing is where your sweet spot is into growing the business.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And to add to what Kurt was mentioning about in your question about the devices is, you know, with our workplace approach, the only device that is really, really kind of paramount, if that's the right word, for us is the desktop computer. And, you know, there's no app necessary for that or anything like that. It's we use we connect via the web. So, I mean, we do have great, very highly rated mobile apps for both iOS and Android, and we're on the Sonos home platform, and we have an app for the Roku home streaming device, but those are very, very much sort of secondary approaches for us. We're very much focused on the at-work audience.
And so that's something that just seems, it's been the white space, I would say, in the marketplace for internet radio. So if you were to our listeners, to the businesses that are out there, to their employees that are listening, if they clicked on, they went to their desk, and they went to iQradio, what's the steps for them to start listening to the music? Is it complicated?
No, it's very easy. If you look at the website, and this is kind of one of the things that we love about our service and the way we designed it that way. You know, if you're confronted with a blank box, and, you know, and someone's asking you, what do you want to listen to today? Sometimes you're like, I don't know. What do you have, right? Well, you go to AccuRadio.com, and right away you get the option of, you have 12 nice, big, colorful tiles, each one of which represents one of our most popular channels. And listening can simply be clicking on one of those channel titles, and you're set, you're good, you're on. If you want to dig deeper, you can see along the left-hand side a menu of about 40 or 50 tabs of different genres and styles and themes of music that you can click on and just dig deeper and deeper and deeper into our nearly 1,000 channels of options.
Well, so like I have your AccuRadio.com website up in front of me right now. I get this nice little pop-up letting me know how I can register. I can customize my listening. I can block different things. And then I look at this workplace moods channel. That's appealing. And it's like, it just seems like I pull up any other website, and then I'm just listening immediately.
Yep. You can launch AccuRadio and...
I'm not downloading anything. I'm not putting anything on my employer's computers. I'm not creating any issues for IT the way you guys have this set up. I'm just going to a web page, and I'm listening through that web page.
Precisely. Exactly.
Having come from IT departments and major corporations makes it so important, because there's been so many times that people get an app or something that then creates an issue for us as a business. So as a business, I could even tell my employees, here's a way for you to have music in your cubicle in your office that you can listen to, and it's not an issue for any of our IT solutions or our privacy or any of the things that we have to be concerned with as businesses. So that is just a fabulous aspect of this, I think.
Yeah, and you can talk to people in IT departments, and I think a lot of people would be surprised at how little bandwidth music actually takes up. It's not like watching YouTube videos. It's pretty incredible, the technology. I'm astounded by it, how you can get a really, really enjoyable stream of music all day long, and the amount of bandwidth that it takes up is pretty negligible.
Yeah, because it's like when people are at their desks and they're streaming things on YouTube, or they're doing some of the other things that are online that they do in the background, the IT department can really often see how bogged down the system gets. So then they have to be concerned about, you know, firewalls and antivirus and all of those kind of things. Where this, I mean, just looking at it, it would not cause me an issue as a corporate business owner for any of my employees to create an account and start listening for every employee.
Absolutely.
So that's a really great idea. So I'm on your website, iqradio.com, and you have one nice little ad, a banner ad there streaming in the corners.
It's time to take a quick break and thank our underwriters for supporting Focus on Business. You're listening to WCOM FM 103.5, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. This is Lee Strickland of Focus Resources with today's Focus Point. A business's viability is dependent upon the size of the market opportunity they pursue. That doesn't mean pursuing every customer or potential customer in the marketplace. It does mean identifying a key segment, a market niche within that potential market, and focusing your efforts, your resources on that solution that you need to provide for the benefits that those prospective customers are looking for. The more precise, the more focused you are, the quicker you're going to get a foothold in the marketplace, because you're focused on a particular customer, and that is the best opportunity any business can go after. For more information, go to focusresourcesinc.com.
What is next for populating the website, for adding more features, for getting more advertisers? Again, what is the future of AccuRadio and what you're wanting to do with it for your listeners and for the company?
Pumping out a good product, keeping the channels fresh, adding new channels every week.
So you're at 975 channels now?
Yes.
And so when you say you're adding new channels, are those new genres, are those new mixes, are those workplace mood channels? What kind of channels are you talking about?
At the moment, we're in the month of May, we have been adding a new channel every day, and they range from, here, let me take a look.
Scores from classic Disney films to today's Canadian classic rock to multi-genre channels of music that features harmony vocals to, we launched a great divas channel. This month we do things like
here's a good one, smooth jazz dinner party. Here's another good one, a classical channel featuring the composer Tchaikovsky.
I think I like the grown folks R&B coffee break. I'm looking at the screen now too. So you're doing something different. So like the month of May, you're doing a different channel every day. Is that kind of how you do it? There's a theme in a particular month that drives your process of how you're launching new content and those kind of things? Or is that just what you've decided to do for the month of May?
Well, we always are adding a channel or two every week. We decided to just turn up the heat for a month as a lively station.
I'm seeing Christian channels. I'm seeing adult contemporary. I'm seeing by the decades, by cabaret, Canadian, Celtic. I mean, everyone just really has to visit the AccuRadio.com website and see what the choices are there and try it out. Love the word choices there. So if you had to give advice to someone thinking about starting an internet radio station today, what would that advice be? Is it sitting down and making a plan? Is it focusing on a particular market niche? Is it the technology? What is it, all the above?
I think it would be just finding a new differentiated niche, and that could be going after a demographic that nobody else is going after, or a style of music that isn't being well served by existing webcasters. Could be a different technological approach. But, you know, you just, if you want to start a business, you have to find a unserved niche of some type.
So it's really, it's focusing on that business concept. What business do you want to do? And then the market opportunity that's around that niche.
Yes, correct.
And so is that setting down and doing a lot of market research? I know your background, you started the firm Strategic Media Research. Is that part of the analysis? Is it going out to a firm like that and getting the information on what's happening in the industry, who is being served, what's working, and what's not?
No, I think when you're starting a new business, my belief is you don't find the niche through market research. You find the possible niche through creative thinking, and then you can use some market research to support your position and to look for how to do it. But that initial decision is a creative one, I think.
So you're sit down and brainstorm. Think of all the things, all the people, all the exposure you have, and what's not out there from how you live your life then.
Sure. Let's think, okay, now, it's got to ideally be aligned with your interests. You know, you could, there's probably no web, just to use demographics for a moment, there's probably no webcaster aiming a product at junior high school students, and there's no webcaster aiming a product at nursing homes. But ideally, you not only want to find a niche that's available, but you want to find one that interests you.
And so do you be concerned if no one is serving that niche? Is that a concern? Is it to look at why no one's serving that? Or is it just, hey, it's white space, no one's doing it, and I can do it?
Well, yeah, I guess that would be maybe a better analogy would be if you were starting a restaurant in Chapel Hill. There may be nobody doing empanadas. And, you know, one of the market research steps is to find out if no one's doing it because there's no interest in it.
Well, that's a great insight for the listeners, because so many people are out there and they think, well, maybe I have a great idea, but I can't afford the research. And what you're saying is look first at that idea, flesh it out, and then look to see what information is out there for your marketplace, whether that's Chapel Hill or Los Angeles or Chicago. It's honing that idea and then looking to see why no one's serving it if there is no competition in the marketplace. So if you had to give three recommendations or three pieces of advice to anyone in any business, not just internet radio, what would be those three key lessons that you've learned over the years that you think everyone should be aware of?
I would say, you need to make yourself very much aware of the legal realities of what you're doing. I mean, there's laws governing everything in every aspect of business, and you need to be aware of those, and you need to have an expert on your side to advise you about those realities.
And that's regulatory, that's legal entity choices, that's tax consequences, that's licensing and royalty type things for internet radio.
Absolutely.
It's all of those kind of things that you're talking about.
Many, many businesses founder just because of bad founding documents between the founding partners. I think I got one early in my career where I had one partner and we each had a 50-50 vote on all decisions. So whenever we had a tie, there was no tiebreaker and the business just could never, you know.
Yeah, I was just having a conversation about that yesterday with a new client. And I said, well, we were going to have to sit down and have a conversation about altering those original agreement documents, because they're getting at impasses on things like how they're going to spend the money, what actions they're going to take, what customers they're going to go after. And that, yeah, they're at that impasse of 50-50 ownership. And that is strangling their business. So that's a great insight for them. So what's another one?
What we were talking about a couple minutes ago, I think it's finding an unfulfilled niche or an underserved, find a niche that satisfies an unserved target audience. and then, you know, execute creatively.
That execute word there, that is what so many businesses just don't do. They don't pull the trigger. They don't go to market. They look for perfect times. They don't do the homework, those kind of things. So execution is just really critical. That's a great advice. So we're almost at the end of the time, and I thank you for being on the show. Your website is AccuRadio.com, and then Rain's website is?
RainNews.com.
And on RainNews.com, let's kind of give it a plug. It's a newsletter about internet radio.
Yeah, a daily newsletter and website about all the news going involving online radio and internet radio and online audio.
And you have summits, and I think there are some coming up this year?
Yes, we'll do 4 conferences on the subject this year. We did one already in Las Vegas. We'll do one in New York early next in June. We will do one in Nashville in September, and we'll do one somewhere in Europe in November.
So that's rainnews.com, and they can learn about those summits and those conferences and how to attend.
Yep.
And I want to thank you both for being on the show, and it's been great talking with you and getting the insights. And everyone, it's AccuRadio.com and rainnews.com. And my guests have been Kurt Hansen and Paul Maloney of AccuRadio.com and rainnews.com. So thank you guys for being on the show.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
Thanks for listening to my interview with AccuRadio founders Kurt Hansen and Paul Maloney. I wanted to take a little bit of time in today's show to follow up some of what they were talking about and put it in perspective of your business. And I do this with clients. Paul and Kurt were talking about the importance of finding a market niche, one that has a need that's either underserved or not served at all. And that's really critical to the success of your business. We call this in the core business program that I run, your market opportunity. The opportunity determines how you're going to get your foothold, how you're going to get traction, how you're going to get your success started. And the more you understand that market niche, identifying a specific target market that you can serve, the more likely your business is to succeed. I like to say, it's more likely your business will start strong if you have the right market opportunity identified. Both Kurt and Paul shared with us today about how they had experience in radio, in broadcast radio, traditional radio, and they saw an opportunity that when the internet was taking off in 2000, there were different trends and different things that they were aware of from their experience in their industry. And they thought, why not internet radio? And they started building a platform that, as we heard on today's interview, has grown strategically and with their methods, with their choices on how to serve their target market. And that's really important too, because you can't serve every niche in the same way. And so understanding your market opportunity also means understanding how your customer wants their need or their problem solved. So it's important to understand what Kurt and Paul were talking about today, that market opportunity has to be matched with how your customer wants to be served. How are you going to reach them? And you have to think about issues. In the case of internet usage and internet streaming, many corporations are reluctant to just open the doors to any service or any website because of bandwidth issues, again, as Kurt and Paul pointed out, or security and firewall issues. So the solution AccuRadio developed addresses those issues by not creating those issues. They don't use a lot of bandwidth, and they're not a threat to the firewall and internet security in the traditional sense because nothing is getting downloaded. It's getting streamed live. And so, as Kurt and Paul have pointed out, and what AccuRadio has demonstrated, is that understanding your market and understanding potential constraints on how you're going to deliver your product to your end user needs to be understood. And so when we understand our customers, who our end user is, and any potential market obstacles to getting to that end user or enabling them to use our product or our solution is critical to our success. Now, the other thing that both Kurt and Paul pointed out is they picked their market and then they executed. They didn't wait for a perfect time. They got in there and started delivering a product and let that product evolve on a daily basis to what the market needed based on feedback of what the customers were listening to, what they were needing. And they honed their business model, the how they make money, based on the information they had, their relationship that they were developing with their customers, with that target market, with that group that was unserved or underserved. And they've allowed their business to grow through execution, through strategic execution. And another point that they made about AccuRadio is they don't worry about how the other, quote-unquote, competitors, direct and indirect, are doing business. They have their business model, and they stick to what they planned. And while they're aware of what competitors are doing, it doesn't influence their strategy in the fact that they're going to try to mimic what their competitors do. They know their resources, they know their values, they know their mission, and they're staying true to that. So when they developed their business concept, when they looked for their market opportunity, when they assessed their resources that were available, they developed a business model that would work for them. Paul and Kurt gave us another important lesson, too, that they experienced and they were aware of in starting AccuRadio. Making sure that you're willing to invest in the things that really matter. In their example, they were talking about the legal issues, and such as the legal structure, agreements, vendor agreements, contracts with just various components of their business. The legal aspects of your business can make or break it. And choosing the wrong legal entity, not understanding the implications for taxes, for liability, for risk exposure, can significantly impair your ability to do certain things in your business, or it can cost you time and money to fix those things so that when you are working with the business, when you're wanting to take the next step, you have a little stumbling block there. Let's say you're wanting to raise funds and potential investors will only invest in a C corporation. If you're an LLC, a limited liability company, then you're going to have to take some time and invest some money in changing the legal entity types and going through all those steps. It's not insurmountable, but you lose time to those types of things. So thinking about legal entity structures, tax entity choices, and what type of operating agreements, ownership terms and conditions, all of those kind of things. What kind of legal agreements are you going to need with customers, with suppliers, with employees, and getting a grip on those from the beginning when you're creating your core business, when you're working on that business concept, when you're looking at your market opportunity, when you're assessing your resource requirements, and when you're developing that business model, that entity model that says, how are we going to make money? The legal and tax implications, the entity decisions, can have a significant influence on your business. And AccuRadio was savvy about understanding that. Up front, it came from years of experience in other businesses, but they were able to apply that experience and that knowledge and make a difference for AccuRadio. And so when you're planning your business, when you're looking at those core elements of your concept, your opportunity, your resources, and the entity that you're founding, then it's important to make sure that you're thinking through all those dimensions, ask questions, do research, spend time and money to get the right answers and have someone help guide you through making those decisions. It'll make it much easier for you to develop your core growth, that is your customer, your operations, your results, and your ability to execute that Paul and Kurt also talked about. Every business needs to focus on its core. That's working with clients more and more. It's important to get them to understand if you haven't answered key questions about your concept, if you haven't assessed the true market opportunity and targeted a customer, you may run out of resources before you're ready to go to market, or you can't serve the customer because you haven't thought through who you're going to target. You spend your time and your effort, and it's unfocused. And by being unfocused, you're trying to be everything to everybody instead of being something to a limited market to get your foot in the door. Just because you choose a customer base, a target market, a market niche
to serve and focus on doesn't mean you'll turn down customers from other markets. Doesn't mean you won't add another market niche later, but you want to get traction by focusing your efforts from the beginning to get started strong, and then you can grow stronger with new markets as you learn from your existing market. And so thanks for listening to Focus on Business and my interview with Kurt Hansen and Paul Maloney of IQ Radio. And until next time, stay focused on the important things in life.
Focus on Business and WCOM FM would like to thank our underwriters. Close HR Connections, helping you build a strategic HR game plan for business success. Their website is closehrconnections.com. And Focus Resources, your business growth specialists, transforming your business from the core. Visit their website at focusresourcesinc.com.
You're listening to WCOM FM Chapel Hill and Carrboro 103.5 on your dial and streaming live via the internet from WCOM.org. Tune in Tuesdays, noon to 1 p.m. Eastern for Focus on Business, where we're talking politics, regulations, hot topics, entrepreneurial stories, and what makes a business great.
This is Lee Strickland of Focus Resources with today's Focus Point. Starting a business begins with an idea, but it takes more than a vague idea to succeed. It takes a robust, well-defined business concept to get your business started toward profitability. The business concept has three key components: the market need or problem that you want to solve, clear statement of how you solve that problem, and the benefits to the customer. And finally, a targeted focus on a specific customer that has the problem that you can solve. Get clear, concise, and specific about your business concept, what problem you solve, and who that customer is. Understand the benefits of your solution for the customer from their perspective. For more information on developing your core, go to focusresourcesinc.com and click on Focus Points. And that's today's Focus Point.
You're listening to WCOM FM.
Focus on Business and WCOM FM would like to thank our underwriters. Close HR Connections, helping you build a strategic HR game plan for business success. Their website is closehrconnections.com. And Focus Resources, your business growth specialists, transforming your business from the core. Visit their website at focusresourcesinc.com. This is Lee Strickland of Focus Resources with today's Focus Point. I've been sharing over the past several weeks how important it is to know the problem you solve and the market you're pursuing. That's your potential customer base. And the more you know about your customer, the more you understand what it is that you do for them, the more they're going to want to buy from you. They want to know the benefits of your product or service to their lives or business. They want to know if you save them time or money, or you make them money. They want to know if you can help them project a certain image, or are you going to eliminate some pain that they have? How are you going to help them transform their lives with your product or service? The better the story you can tell about how people's lives or businesses will look after working with you, the better your market message is going to be and the more customers you're going to have. That's today's Focus Point. For more information on developing your core, go to focusresourcesinc.com and click on Focus Points. Tuesdays, 6 p.m., tune into Out of Sight Radio with Kevin Shields, playing lesser-known and obscure oldies. How about a wake-up call? Wednesdays at 5 p.m., you can get your wake-up call. Say Yes to the Chef is on 11 a.m. every Tuesday.
This is Lee Strickland of Focus Resources with today's focus point. The ability to grow your business depends on the resources you have. Growth takes cash. The faster you grow, the more cash you need. Cash is the lifeblood of your business. The faster your business begins generating cash from sales and operations, the better positioned your business will be to get the other resources it needs. People, skills, equipment, inventory, and all the items necessary to serve your customers and pay your bills. Financial resources come from a variety of sources but fall into two main categories, debt and equity. Debt comes from lenders, whether they are banks, vendors, or credit card companies. Debt is used to change the timing of cash flow in your business. Equity, on the other hand, is about ownership and investment and increasing the value of the business to increase the value of the investment. For more information on developing your core, go to focusresources.com and click on Focus Points. And that's today's Focus Point.